It's saying, because you know why? Because even though, let's say you've already repented, you're not a binge eater or sinning in your eating, right? People are still looking at your past sins because it's all over your body. You know what I mean? Unfortunately for fat people, that is something you carry with you. You know, unlike, I can quit smoking and, you know, do all my laundry, clean out the car, you know, the ashtrays, and pretty much for the most part, it's pretty easy to get rid of all the things that people can see at least. So people aren't going to judge me on that basis, you know. Some men's sins are hit all the time. You know, lust, you know, in their hearts. You can't see that. When it comes to that which is with incontinence, and that's overeating is a form of incontinence. Unfortunately, you carry that with you. And so it is a very, a stigmatizing type thing. And I don't mean to lay it more on you. I don't want to make you depressed. But I'm here to tell you that continue to seek God. He will deliver you from it. But it takes more time and patience than many other things. Though I tell you, you know, to be fully delivered, meaning you can stop eating wrong and it'll still take, you'll still have to wait and be patient. Even though you've had the righteousness now of controlling yourself, it'll take a while for the pounds to go away. But I pray God also give you the spirit of diligence so that as your weight reduces, you would continue to be active in your lifestyle. And as even the Lord was active. You know, diligence means speed. And our sedentary modern life is incompatible with speed. We have to do things to affect ourselves in that manner, to become more diligent. I hope you understand what I mean. I'm going to assume you do. So Apollo, Cephas, whatever. The world, life, death. Death is mine. It's a funny thing to think of, you know. Life is mine. Death is mine. Things in the past are mine. Things to come. Or things not in the past. Things present. Things to come. All are yours. In Christ. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Wow. You know, it's like if we have Christ, if we are truly His, if we abide in His doctrine, knowing what I know that it has to be a few. But there can't be just nobody, you know. But sometimes it almost feels like that. Except for my brethren, you know, I feel like it's pretty rare, you know. And it's certainly not visible in the denominations, you know, and so on and so forth. And there's not a great, like, men of God ministry visible. Meaning, like, you don't turn on the television and hear about the true servants of God. As far as I'm concerned, I never do. Because they would be distinct from all those other religions. There'd just be a minister or some minister or any kind of minister. It would be the true servants of Christ. Not that people would call them that, but they would just set themselves off as distinct. Not by, they would say, we're distinct, but they would just be distinct. But I believe that greater distinction is coming. It has to, in a sense, because the end of all things is at hand. The things to come are mine. The things that now are mine. And I am Christ, and Christ is God's. Therefore we have great boldness, great plain speaking,